Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. I am Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we talk about a rather interesting topic that you might not have ever seen as connected. In fact, this week it marks the beginning of Breast Health and Awareness Month. The whole month of October you'll be flooded with all kinds of information, including information on this show. And so today we're going to be talking about different ways to improve and maintain your digestion as it connects to breast health. And men, I need you to take note that breast cancer among men is rapidly rising. In fact, statistics indicate that one in every 1,000 men will be diagnosed with very invasive breast cancer. So breast health is not just for women, it's for everyone. And about now you might be wondering, what in the world digestive disorders and breast health have to do with one another? And you may be really surprised about what I'm about to tell you over the course of the next hour. Now, kind of as an introduction, I want you to remember that about 2 weeks ago, we talked about natural cures from all around the world and the things that they have in common. Each one of those things we looked at, from Ayurvedic medicine and herbal medicine and homeopathic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine, they all had this one thing in common. They all consider the whole person and don't separate individual people into parts and pieces that are separate from one another. They look at all the connections. Well, digestion and breast health actually have a lot to do with one another. And so today I'm going to outline the top connections that I find the most interesting. And then in each one of these connections, I'm going to give you one tip that you can do that can give you big benefits, huge benefits, each one of these little tips. So you don't have to do all of them every day, but just taking one of these tips and applying it to your daily life every day will make a huge difference in both your digestion and how that connects back to breast health. So let's start by talking a little bit about what happens when you digest your food or when you eat. So when you eat, you begin by, taking food, chewing your food, swallowing your food, and it gets into the stomach. And the most important thing that can happen, it happens between that chewing the food and the stomach when we talk about these early stages of digestion. So when you chew your food, you begin the breakdown of all of the food, whether it's a carbohydrate or a protein or a fat, you begin that whole breakdown process. And then as that food travels to your stomach is supposed to be a very acidic place. In fact, the pH of your stomach should be something like 1.8, which is highly acidic. And what it does is actually turn the food over and over and over, coating it with these acids in your stomach and causing a further breakdown before it passes out of your stomach. And so today, the part of digestion we're really going to concentrate on has to do with your stomach, and you'll see why in a little bit. So when you don't have enough acids in your stomach, a lot of things happen, including indigestion. You might think that acid reflux and GERD and all those things have to do with having too much stomach acid, but it's actually from not having enough stomach acid. You see, there's a little sphincter valve that between your stomach and your esophagus that will close when there's enough acid in your stomach. So it's very important to always remember that if you have any kind of digestive upset like heartburn or indigestion, that's a sign that your stomach is struggling and that you're not producing enough acid. So if you don't produce enough acid, your stomach is going to be unable to send that signal to the sphincter to close, and you can get some GERD or acid reflux. But even, you know, equally as important, or even maybe more important, is that without enough stomach acid, we cannot really fully break down those proteins or any of the carbohydrates. Further, the food does not break down before it passes out of the stomach and into the small intestine for more digestion. So here is one tip that you can do to get more complete digestion. And that is, you can add one tablespoon of, if you're an ionized water drinker, you can add 1 to 2 tablespoons of pH 2.5 strong acid water with the first bites of your food. If you're not an ionized water drinker, I highly suggest that you become one. But in the meantime, you can actually add 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar at the very first bite of your meal, and never, 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 never drink anything with your meals. Anything that you drink with your meals is going to dilute those acids in your stomach and keep you from completely digesting your food. So that's your tip. You can add a little more acid to support your body, and don't dilute them by drinking anything with your meals. Now, the reason that digestion is so important and how it connects back to your breast health is that if you don't fully digest your food and it passes in this stage in your stomach, if it's not really broken down, when it passes into the small intestine, it's unable to complete enough digestion. Without that, you can't assimilate the vitamins and minerals and enzymes and all the things that are important to run your whole body. And so in that one way, we're not able, when we have our digestion breakdown, we're not able to send enough nutrients to the cells in our body, and they begin to degrade, and that's when things like bacterial and viral infections take over, and even cancer begin to develop. So that's really important to keep in mind. Digestion, 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 stomach acid, stomach acid, stomach acid, really important. So now you can see that if we don't break our food down, we're not getting nutrients out to the cells, and that can start affecting our breast health. But here is another way that digestion and incomplete digestion really affects our entire immune system, which is really key to maintaining healthy breasts. So this is subject number 2. If you eat foods that you're allergic to, you set up a whole pattern of poor digestion, because as we're going to talk about a little later in the hour, it sets up a situation where you're continually sending oxidizing agents into your system. So in the form of adrenaline or cortisol is one of the ways. Histamine is another one of the ways. It continually sends these free radicals into your system to fight off the invaders that your body that food allergies are designated by. That's how they're designated by your body. They're considered foreign objects, and your body is consistently, your immune system is consistently working to destroy them. So by doing that, we actually create a whole situation where we're under even more oxidative stress than normal, and every single disease, including cancer, has been linked back to oxidative stress. Now, more importantly, oxidative stress or free radicals attack fat before any other tissue in the body. And fat is one of the most easily oxidized substances or tissues in your body. And you want to remember that your breast tissue is made primarily of fat. So this can become a real problem. So for the tip in this section is do an allergy elimination diet. If you have any indication that you have food allergies, do an allergy elimination diet. In fact, my friend Diane has agreed to share some of her own tips along her pathway of discovering and dealing with food allergies, and I'm going to actually be posting her thoughtful contribution on my blog, omgallergyfree.com, tonight. So be looking for that, and that will give you some really great tips on some options for allergy elimination diets. Now, when we first started talking, so this is point number three, and this is going to take up the entire rest of the show, and it really contains all of my favorite components. So get ready. This is where the really fun stuff starts. When we first started talking about the topic of alternative health care and the ways that other modalities of medicine from around the world practice, I shared a little bit with you about traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Remember, this system of medicine, which, by the way, has been practiced for about 3,000 years, is based on balancing energy pathways throughout the body known as meridians. And there are approximately 20 meridians that run throughout the body, connecting parts and pieces of you from the top of your head to the tips of your toes and all points in between. And so it's nearly time for a break, for our first little sponsor's break. And so I want you to be sure to continue to tune in to get ready with your calls and your online questions, because this is really the meat of the show today. It's what we're going to start talking about when we come back. We're going to talk about those meridians. I'm going to give you an example, and then we're going to move on to how this actually relates to your stomach, to digestion, and to breast health. So I am looking forward to connecting back with you in just a few moments. Stay tuned while our wonderful sponsors tell you all about their great offers. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available, but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about some unusual connections between digestion, particularly in the stomach, and breast health. So I want to thank you for staying with me, and I want to remind you that if you have some questions and you'd like to call in and ask your questions live, the number is 800-930-2819, and if that's not convenient for you, you can always connect with me through the instant feedback on Transformation Talk Radio. It's going to be located on the right-hand side of your screen, and as soon as you type in a question, I get notified of that, and I will be happy to answer them on air. So before the break, we started talking about that whole topic of traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture and how that whole system is based on balancing energy pathways throughout the body, known as meridians. Now, there are about 20 meridian pathways that run through your body that connect you from head to toe. And so I want to give you an example, and then we're going to move on to one that's even more pronounced, specific to the show today. But just as a guideline, I want to give you something that might seem a little bit more connecting to you. So, for example, there's something called a heart meridian, and that runs all the way from the top of your head down the center of your body, connecting to your feet, and along the way it connects your small intestine, your pituitary, your sacroiliac, and the inside of your shoulder and your wrist and your elbow and the plantar side of your feet and your toes. So, you know, when people have a heart attack and they feel that pain radiating up down their shoulder and down the inside of their arm, that's one of those things that's an energy pathway on the heart meridian that's giving some signals that there's something wrong. So that seems kind of easy to connect, right? So now I'm going to give you one that's a little more specific to our topic today, and that is the same kind of concept, because all meridians have that same kind of concept, but today we're going to talk about the stomach meridian. And so you might not have been aware that you actually have a stomach meridian, but you do. So just like the example that I gave you, the heart meridian, the stomach meridian begins at the top of your head and runs all the way down to the toes on your feet. Between your second and third toe, there's a space there, and that's where your stomach meridian ends. So all along the way, it ties together lots of organs and glandular systems and muscles, and and joints and seemingly unrelated parts of your body. So I'm going to first list everything, all the parts that are, or all the major parts that are connected on that stomach meridian. And then we're going to go back and I'm going to demonstrate how they all fit together. And it's kind of a tall order for such a short period of time, so you have to be kind of speedy about it. So it all starts with the top of your head, which in Ayurvedic medicine, different system, is where your crown chakra is, and that's your connection to divine, or to spirit, or to God. And it moves from the crown of your head down to your pineal gland, then down to your cervical and thoracic vertebrae, down on the back of your base of your skull and down a little, to your maxillary sinuses, the part of your sinuses that go from your eye socket down to your teeth. So when you're having a lot of sinus pressure, that's where you're feeling it, usually in the maxillary sinuses. It extends to 8 of the molars in your teeth, down to your throat and the parathyroid glands that each sit on beside your thyroid, to the portion of your shoulder that's closest to the scapula or your shoulder blade on your back, to your breast, to your stomach, to the abdominal muscles, to your adrenal glands, to the back side of your hips and knees, down the back of the calf of your leg, to the bottom of your foot, all the way to that space between your second and third toes that I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. So that's a lot of things that it's connecting. So now we're going to go through and show how all of these things connect your digestion and your stomach in particular to your breath. So the pineal gland, or pineal gland, depending on which part of the country you live in, it has to do with your circadian rhythms, that 24-hour cycles that are known as your internal body clock. And those circadian rhythms are directly involved with nearly all of the body responses right down to your immune system. So a lot of times when we're not getting enough sleep, you know, we're under a lot of stress, we're too busy, we're running too much, and we're not, you know, getting restful sleep, we will blame catching a cold or something like that on not getting enough sleep. But it may be that some researchers have actually discovered that when we get enough restful sleep, our immune system functions better. And when it's functioning at that more optimal state, it can actually fend off viruses and bacteria and other infections that can be linked to both ulcers in the stomach and breast cancer. So here is the tip when it comes to your pineal gland and your circadian rhythms. Put yourself on a schedule that includes going to bed at a regular time or nearly a regular time every night. And that regular time should allow for about 7 to 8 hours of restful sleep. And I know that's a lot for some of you and perfect for others. I'm not a person who really requires quite as much sleep in my general life, but I can tell you that I have started about January, I started doing this for myself. I started putting myself on a little bit more rigorous schedule, and I'm noticing that I'm sleeping better, that the quality of my sleep is more restful, and I'm actually able to sleep longer. And the longer we can sleep, the closer we can get to that 7 or 8 hours, the better our immune system is going to function. So the next stop on this little journey down the stomach meridian would be at the maxillary sinuses and a few of those teeth. But this is my favorite subject, and I want to make sure that I can cover it really completely. So I'm going to save it to the kind of the end of this list, so I can be sure that you really understand the connections. So we're going to skip that, maxillary sinus and teeth, until a little bit later, and move on down to the parathyroid glands. Now, the parathyroid glands actually coordinate with your kidneys to control calcium in your system, not only for strong bones and teeth, but also for breast health. In fact, there was a study done, a clinical trial study, that included more than 30,000 women, and it found that those women who were eating high levels of calcium were up to 40% likely, less likely to develop breast cancer before menopause, and the protection was the greatest when it came to aggressive type tumors. Now, I didn't say anything about supplementation. I said about eating high levels of calcium in their diet. This is a really important distinction because there's actually on my OMG allergy-free blog site, a couple of months ago, I posted something called Is your calcium supplement turning you into stone? So I want you to go back and look at that, because the calcium that we eat and the calcium that we take in supplemental forms are very different. So the tip here is eat more greens and stop taking calcium supplements. Greens, all greens, green vegetables have tons of calcium, things like kale and collards and spinach and even broccoli. All have such high amounts of bioavailable calcium that can be used to protect your breasts. Okay, let's move on to the next one, and that would be your medial shoulder. Now, that the medial shoulder, as I mentioned a minute ago, is the backside of your shoulder, the part that connects it most closely to your shoulder blade or your scapula. And so I want you to remember that the meridian system is a two-way street. An injury to your shoulder can actually begin to show up in how well your stomach works, and stomach issues can actually end up affecting your shoulder. You can get some pain back there if you have poor digestion. So if you have shoulder pain on the backside of your shoulder near the shoulder blade, then look at how you can enhance your stomach acids to further your proper digestion. But if you've had an injury, it's important to address the pain, because pain and pain relievers can really monkey with your digestion. So remember in the tip that I gave you a little bit earlier about adding some acids, either in the form of pH 2.5 ionized water or apple cider vinegar at the first bite of food, is really important thing to increase your digestion and see if that actually helps decrease your shoulder pain. When we come back from this next break, we're going to talk about how important it is to control pain and how that has everything to do with your digestion and your breast health. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment after these words from our wonderful sponsors.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
that nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Peggy Parker. Welcome back to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about the connections between digestion and breast health. And my wonderfully talented engineer, Brian, tells me that we have Mary on the line from Westerly, Rhode Island.
Yes, you do, Dr. Peggy Parker. I happen to be home. I'm a listener of WBLQ. Almost all day, but there are times when I'm not home, and today I came in and decided to put the radio on while I was doing other things because I'm a multitasking person.
That's great.
And I picked up your talking, and the topic is just a wonderful one, and I do have a question, and I want to congratulate you because you attracted my attention immediately by describing what you were describing, going from head to toe and telling us about the connections. So right now, the secondary reason for my call. One was because I was so happy to find this. It's my favorite station, of course, and then to find you on board. So hopefully I'll be able to continue to try to be in my room and put the radio on when you come on. So first, let me tell you what my question is, and then I'll go on to other. I want to get information from you.
Okay.
I have. I'm very careful. By the way, I'm a senior citizen, almost in my 89th year, and I'm very careful.
You sound so young.
Oh well, I value life. I try my best to do the best. And it works, and it's wonderful. I'm still amazed that I'm still alive, but I'm told certain things will tell me God has a plan for me, and I'm wondering what it is. In any event, the question is this. I eat very carefully. Because I'll tell you more as we go along when I call at other times. But I have an abdominal question. Why
okay.
is it that sometimes my stomach growls and I can actually hear it, not internally, but hear it? It's loud. What would that be?
That's just a normal function of your body, and it's actually a signal that your food is being digested. Now, there's two times when you'll actually get quite a bit of grumbling or noise making in your stomach, and one of those is when your stomach is actively digesting the food that you've eaten. Sometimes people I hear, you know, as a doctor with a stethoscope, you can really hear that loudly, but generally other people don't hear it. You don't even usually hear it yourself.
Oh, but I
there
do
are
hear
times
it.
When there, yeah, there are times when it's so active and your stomach is doing such hard work that it actually pushes air around in the stomach, and you can hear the grumbling and the growling. And another time when you can audibly hear those sounds is when your stomach, when acid has dumped into your stomach and your stomach's starting to turn over and over and over, and you don't have enough food in there, and your stomach's actually signaling you there and it's time to eat.
All right, so it's telling me, I'm hungry, give me some food.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's marvelous.
It's prepared to digest.
That's right. Give me food to digest. I want to do my job.
Exactly. That's
it. Oh, that's
it.
Wonderful. All right. Now, you're Dr. Peggy Parker. And
yes.
And your state, where is your office?
Well, I'm actually right now doing, I'm getting prepared. I'm doing some fundraising to do a clinical trial study. So I'm actually located in San Diego right now temporarily.
Oh,
so by the wonders of, you know, modern technology, I'm able to talk to you in Rhode Island from my office in San Diego.
Isn't that wonderful? All right, I'm so happy.
Yes, it is.
This is the kind of program that I would like to listen to. So now tell me what time you come on and what time you go off. What time do you start?
I'm on for 1 hour every Wednesday. In your time zone, it would be from 3 to 4 every single Wednesday.
So it's once a week. Oh, I'm going to make it I'll make it my business to make sure that I'm home, and I'll let other people know about the program, and hopefully you'll get other listeners as well right here in Westerly, Rhode Island. Okay.
Well, perfect.
So it's weekly on Wednesday from 3 to 4.
Yes, that's perfect.
And it's
thanks
just,
so much, Mary.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
I'm going to jump back into the topic because I think you're going to find some of these other points really important as well.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. So before we talked to Mary and before the break, we talked about how pain can kind of monkey around with your digestion. And that leads straight to one of the other points on the stomach meridian, which would be your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands sit right on top of your kidneys, and when you're in pain, you constantly stress them because when you're in pain, it will constantly send out lots of adrenaline or cortisol. And anytime that happens, it sets up a couple of bad scenarios, and one of them is that it literally stops digestion. So anytime your body releases adrenaline or cortisol over the long term, it will actually stop or dramatically slow down your digestion. And the second thing that it does is change the pH of your lymphatic fluids in your body, turning that fluid from being a really nice consistency and pH that's almost like milk to something that's a lot more like cottage cheese. And when that happens, you see actual signs of it when you see cellulite on your body. That's exactly what's happened already. And that lack of flow will keep nutrients from getting to your cells, but more importantly, especially when it comes to breast health, it creates lumps and sore glands and all kinds of problems with the breast. It can eventually impair it enough that cancer could set up. And so we really want to pay attention to pain. So the tip in pain management, natural pain management, is to visit an acupuncturist or try some acupressure. There are also wonderful homeopathic pain patches that you can put on and wonderful creams, capsaicin cream, which is actually made from cayenne peppers. And how that works is that it will actually, when it's a nerve, especially a nerve pain, like in the pinched nerve or neuropathy, will actually diminish the substance P, that's the whole reason that you feel pain. So capsaicin cream is really wonderful. If you have any questions about that, you'll be able to log on to my blog site, omgallergyfree.com, and find out more information about this. Now, as we move down from the adrenal glands, we get to abdominal muscles. And I want you to remember that core strength really counts because it helps to support your entire body, even things that are as far away as your cervical and thoracic vertebrae and your shoulders and your hips and your knees. These are all supported by your core strength. So having strong abdominal muscles is very important. So here's a tip for everyone, no matter what your age, is use one of those exercise balls. Even if you don't have time, you feel like you don't have time to exercise on it, just simply sitting on the ball will engage those core muscles and create stronger abdominal muscles. So you can just sit on one of those balls while you're working on your computer or watching TV or talking on the phone or even ironing. If you know, like to iron, and I kind of do, you can do it while seated on one of those balls as opposed to a chair. But be sure to look at the size guidelines if you want to use it for exercising. For sitting, you would want just a slightly bigger ball. But for exercising, it's really important to pick the one that's right for your height. Otherwise, you can, it's not as comfortable or as easy to do the work. And before we go to our next break, I really want to talk to you, begin to open this discussion about your maxillary sinuses and your teeth and how they're connected to your stomach and why this is so important. So the thing that I want you to remember is that along that meridian, it actually passed through those maxillary sinuses, and those sinuses are connected to molars on the upper part of your jaw. And the molars are connected to, so while we're on break, if you want to, you can get a mirror and kind of look and see what kind of, if you have dental work in any of those molars. So there'd be four molars on the top and four on the bottom. The four on the top would be not your wisdom tooth and not the tooth in front of that, but the two teeth in front of those are your stomach meridian teeth. So during the break, once you get a mirror, if possible, look in your mouth and see if you have had any cavities, crowns, root canals, fillings, especially silver amalgam fillings in either of those teeth. They're, if you count from the back, you would have your wisdom teeth, then a molar, and then the next two in front of those on each side would be connected to your stomach meridian. On the bottom, it's one tooth in front of that, so it would go wisdom tooth, molar, molar, two stomach meridian teeth, and the same on both sides. So I'm going to challenge you to do that when we come back. If you have some questions, be sure to call in or instant message me, and we will take you live right after the break. Thanks so much. We'll be back in just a moment.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me again for this last segment for Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. If you have a question, one last question, you can sure call in at 800-930-2819. But as we draw to the end of this program, I saved the best for last. So right before the break, I asked you to examine your teeth to find out if you have any dental work going on in those molars that are connected to your stomach meridian. Now, here is something that is amazingly profound to me as a natural healthcare provider, as a biological medicine physician. Here's something that I found staggeringly important when it comes to stomach meridian, teeth, and breast cancer. My biological medicine diploma came from a clinic in Switzerland. It's a pretty renowned clinic called the Paracelsus Clinic. And in this clinic, this Swiss doctor, Dr. Thomas Rau, did an informal study of his patients and began to correlate numbers. And what he noticed was that in about 89% of the cases of women in particular who came to him seeking help with breast cancer, 89% of them had a root canal in a stomach meridian tooth. Now, those are staggering statistics. Now, in a later program, I will talk to you more about the devastating effects of root canals. But in this particular time frame, we don't really have time to get into it. But what I want to give you here as a tip for your breast health is that if you have a root canal on a stomach meridian tooth, please consult my blog. Please send me an email at through my website, simplehealthnetwork.com. And I will forward you information about the importance of dealing with the infections that are at the root, the tip of the roots of those root canal teeth that can dramatically affect your breast health. 89% is a huge correlation. But before we close, I want to kind of take this around full circle. Remember I talked to you about how all these healing modalities from around the world look at the whole person, the mind, the body, and the spirit. So all of these connections come together to produce health, or interruptions in these connections can cause illness. So on the whole meridian system, each one of the meridians is connected to a specific emotion. So it's not just about the parts and pieces of our body, but it's all about a mental spiritual connection called emotions. And so the stomach meridian represents trust. So when there is an imbalance anywhere along the stomach meridian, it can result in people worrying. My mother was what I would term a worrier, or what some people might call a worry wart. In fact, my mother worried so much that she worried if there was nothing to worry about. She worried about what was going to come up that she was going to have to worry about. Now, my mother actually worried herself into an early grave. And this is actually possible, because worry sets up all kinds of problems. Worry can lead to all kinds of indigestion, or disrupting your proper digestion, which would keep you from assimilating those vital nutrients to your cells. And worry can even set up ulcers in the stomach. Worry can also lead to grinding of the teeth, right? When you're sleeping, can lead to grinding of your teeth, sleeping or awake. And that grinding generally affects those molars that are associated with the stomach meridian. When that happens, we can negatively affect those teeth, which puts more stress on the stomach meridian, both up and down from the molars. Excessive worrying also triggers that dreaded adrenaline and cortisol that keeps us from properly digesting our food. And it can also interrupt restful sleep. Now, worrying can create that thing where you're waking up at night, tossing and turning, and not restfully sleeping. And when we're not restfully sleeping, we're stressing our immune system. And when we stress our immune system, it keeps it from working at optimal function. So then we're getting bacterial infections, we're getting viral infections, we're getting fungal infections. And more importantly, one of the jobs of your immune system is to see that when a cell has mutated and become cancerous or precancerous, it's the job of our immune system to go there and destroy it, take it back to the lymph nodes for breakdown and something kind of like incineration, where it's then broken apart, destroyed, and sent out of the body as waste. But when our immune system is negatively impacted by lack of restful sleep because we're worrying, then we're setting ourselves up for a whole world of hurt, because our immune system's not able to attack the viruses, the bacteria, the fungus, or destroy those cancer cells. And there are even some bacterial and viral and fungal infections that are related to breast cancer. So we really want to look at this whole situation of worry. Now, the other thing that happens when our sleep is compromised for an extended period of time, it increases pain in our body. In fact, it's been proven that if you disrupt your sleep for 6 weeks, you have a lot of interruptions in your sleep every night for 6 weeks, you can develop all of the symptoms, the painful symptoms of fibromyalgia. So you see, this is really important. Worry is absolutely devastating to your entire system, to your immune system, your digestion, and all points in between, including your breast health. So this is the challenge, or the tip for you to remember that honestly, we have no control over so many things. The only thing we truly have control over is the way that we choose to respond to any of the challenges that are brought into our life. We can either choose to trust, or we can choose to worry. And just a couple of days ago, my friend Dave from Washington told me that he decided that he wanted to act, and he was encouraging me to do the same thing. He said, "Peggy, you have to be more like a goldfish." And I'm like, "What does that mean?" He said, "A goldfish is in a bowl swimming around, and it can kind of see what's going on outside, can't really see all of what's going on outside. It just knows that it's fed regularly, that its water's changed regularly, and that life is pretty good. And he said, that's what we have to be. We have to be more like goldfish. We just have to trust that even though we can't really see through that glass and through the water clearly to see everything that's going around, on around us, we need to just trust that we're going to continually be taken care of by powers that are greater than ourselves. So that's the tip and that's the challenge for this last little segment on worry, that worry never helps the situation at all. In fact, it puts so much more energy on it that that thing is more likely to happen than if we had just given it up, given it over, and let go. So that's my challenge for you today, along with all the others that we've gone through, including increasing the acid in your stomach, engaging your core abdominal muscles, taking care of pain naturally, looking at the involvement of your dental work and on those stomach meridian teeth. Trust is the final tip. And so I hope that as you move through this week until next Wednesday when I connect with you again, that you'll put at least one of these tips into play in your life every single day and guard your digestion and your breast health. Happy, happy, healthy week, and I will talk to you again next Wednesday. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.